With an Ag Central News update, I'm Steve Yurnes. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says the state is not among those that have reached a tentative settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma over the opioids epidemic. The tentative deal between Purdue, thousands of local governments, and more than 20 states could be worth up to $12 billion over time. Purdue has been criticized for overselling the benefits of its powerful prescription opioid painkillers and understating the risks. Ellison says he feels there's uncertainty about the details of the agreement, including the amount of payments, the time period over which the payments would be made, and terms for ownership and operation of Purdue and other holdings. One of the next steps for Pharma is a bankruptcy filing, which would likely end lawsuits filed against the company. National Weather Service now says three tornadoes struck the city of Sioux Falls on Tuesday. Warren Abrahamson has more.
National Weather Service lead meteorologist Todd Heitkamp in Sioux Falls tweeted that he determined three separate tornadoes struck South Dakota's largest city late Tuesday. All three tornadoes were rated EF2. Two had winds of around 125 miles per hour, while the third had winds of 130. The twister with the fastest wind struck the Avera Health Complex on the south side of Sioux Falls. A hospital spokesman says seven patients and one person outside the hospital suffered minor injuries.
Some neighborhoods are a maze of roads closed by fallen trees as drivers navigate alternate routes. Tree branches, broken commercial signs, and other debris litter the ground. Governor Kristi Noem toured the damage in Sioux Falls Wednesday afternoon, saying it was miraculous that no one was lost. More news after this.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of 326 hands playing Mozart. This is the sound of 10,942 hands showing appreciation. 64 hands building a house for the homeless. 142 hands swimming a triathlon. 18 hands winning the big game. And this is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's incredibly easy and effective. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
A federal judge in North Dakota has blocked a state law passed earlier this year that required physicians to tell women that they may reverse a so-called medication abortion if they have second thoughts. North Dakota is among eight states to pass or amend laws requiring doctors to tell women undergoing medication abortions that they can still have a live birth after the procedure. The union representing public school teachers in North Dakota's largest city is taking the school board to court over stalemate on contract negotiations. Fargo Education Association believes the board broke state law by declaring an impasse without union approval. The teachers want a judge to order the board to resume contract talks. Teacher safety and pay are issues that have separated the two sides. Teachers in North Dakota do not have the right to go on strike. And classmates of a teenager recently killed in a car crash in northwestern Minnesota have honored her memory in a special way. Olivia Mortensen was posthumously crowned homecoming queen at Euland-Hitterdahl High School this week. The 17-year-old student athlete and honors student died in a crash in June, just days after finishing her junior year. For Ag Central News, I'm Steve Yurnes reporting.